Iker hachuva b'meridu saleiv kasher bi'arnu. We are learning Shari Tshuva Shar Aleph Oyus Yud Chesher number 32. And Rabbeinu Yoina tells us, as we said earlier, that the Iker hachuva, the main aspect of tshuva, is mirirus haleiv, is the bitterness of the heart. Mirirus from the Lashon, the word maror. Maror is that sharp, bitter herb. So too, a person, when he wants to do a proper tshuva, a real tshuva, the Iker hachuva, says Rabbeinu Yoina here in Shari Tshuva, once again, and he's going to be repeating this, that it's merirus halev, it's the bitterness of the heart. He tells us that there's an expression of person doing actions of hitting himself on the leg. You look in the Mishnayos and Tainis and Moed Katan over there, discusses when they would mourn, they would bang their leg, hit their leg. It says, and a person would express, if feel, when you feel bitter, when you feel the pain, so then the body, your person's body, expresses an action. This is another chelik of the mourning. He sabalti b'maisim nirim livnei adam. I mourned with actions that are visible to people. K'moisfaik al yarech, like a person hitting himself on the leg. These are all feeling because inside he feels bitter. Now we continue with Oysi Yates and Shari Tshuva, where Rabbeinu Yoina continues to discuss this pasuk of Umayde v'Oyzev Yeruchim. He explained the first part of the pasuk. Now he continues to explain Umayde v'Oyzev Yeruchim. What does it mean, Umayde v'Oyzev Yeruchim? One who confesses, he's Umayde v'Oyzev, Shlomo Melech tells us, he leaves behind the chait, then Hashem will yeruchem. Then Hashem will have mercy on this person. Perush, yisoides hatshuva shloisha. He reminds us that the main fundamental principles of tshuva are three: hacharato, vahavidui, vaazivas achait. There's regret for navera. How could I do that? How could I have done that? There's vidui, and there's azivas achait. Aziva sachet. Person doesn't do it anymore. V'hacharata v'avidoi b'chlal moide. So when the pasuk says umoide v'oizev yeruchum, that is synonymous to the charat and the vidoi. Charata and vidoi is b'chlal moide. It's included in one who's confessing. Ki ha-mizvade is mischaret. One who is mizvade, he confesses. By definition of saying what I did wrong, he is mischarit. He is feeling bad. I'll share with you a psak halacha from Rav Yashiv Zetzel. Rav Yashiv says, come Yom Kippur time, people are very in the mood of doing tshuva. So sometimes it's easier for a person that didn't do tshuva whole year round, and he's able to now, without the level of busha, embarrassment, if he did something wrong to his friend, he's able to now, because his friend in shul is doing it to his other person in shul. So you go on, the person comes over to you. And he says to you, you meichel me, you forgive me. Says Rabbi Yashiv, that's not called a real tshuva. If Reuven did something wrong to you, you know it, Reuven knows it. And for him to say, are you meichel me, if I might have done something wrong, but you might have. You know very well what you did wrong to me. Says Rav Yashiv, he has to say, are you meichel me for what I did wrong to you? And he has to say what it is. Sometimes people rush to shul and they park in the parking spot in the way that the person can't get out. And then afterwards, he's busy in shul. And in the meantime, the person has to go daven. He has to go to work, or he has to go do whatever. He has to leave. He wants to leave. And the person can't get out because someone's still in shul. And he's diving away. In the meantime, he's blocking someone in. I'm just giving one little example. If, says Rabbi Yashiv, if you know what you did wrong to someone, You have to ask him mechila by saying, and he knows also. He knows, you both know. You have to say it. That's a chelik of tshuva. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us over here. Umay devayzev yerucham. It's based on this pasuk in Tehillim from Shlomo HaMelech, Chaf Ches Yud Gimel, that when a person is leaving behind that vera, he's maide, he admits, that's chelik of tshuva, that's vidoy, that's charata, then is the oizev, then he leaves it behind, he doesn't do it again. He has all the components of tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on this person. Once again, a person who goes to the mikvah and while he's holding the sheretz, is ketoyvel v'sheretz b'yodoy, loy also loy tvila, his tvila doesn't help. However, achein amayde v'ayzev yeruchem ki hu bal tshuva. Who's the bal tshuva? The bal tshuva is the one who is the amayde v'ayzev. Now those three are the first components of tshuva, and as we said earlier, we said above, afa pishyesh l'tshuva madregas rabbis kashabiyanu, there are different levels of tshuva, and the greater level of the worry and all the other aspects we've been discussing brings a person closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, gives a person a greater level of atonement. Before we stop here, may Hashem continue tomorrow with Ois Chaf. We have to ask ourselves, as Purim is approaching, and there was a gezeira of Kliya, of destruction of all of Klai Yisrael, we have to ask ourselves, if something is not working and going well with my life personally, practically speaking, a person has to focus on his behavior. Maybe he has to be part of this Maide V'Oizev Yeruchim. A person to say, well, this is part of life, things go up, things go down, that we mentioned the Rambam and Hichas Tshuva, that's Achzoris, that's cruel. A person has to say, you know, if things aren't always going well, maybe there's something I can improve. Do it in a proper measure. But a person still has to take these lessons and apply it to his everyday life. Hatzlacha Rabbah.